It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, you give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out by taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Brian in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. A couple of weeks ago, well, maybe last week, I don't know, the time is just skipping by, I was telling you a little bit about some bees that I am starting.
Yes, you are a beekeeper.
Yes, the idea behind this is, well, it's fun, but I'm also trying to show how wealth can be created from thin air. Wealth is the ability to use your brain and your resources to turn into something that you can trade and get other things with. So we did some beekeeping when we were in Colorado before we moved here to New Hampshire, and so I figured I'd just repeat that. I bought three packages, they're called, of 3 pounds each of bees plus a queen.
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that they sold bees by the pound? I said, who would have thought that they sold bees by the pound?
Well, they found out that, you know, about this many bees you need in order to support a queen for the, you know, week or so it takes to get it from, you know, the queenery to your house. And, and it just so happens it's about 3 pounds of bees, I guess. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Now, my question is, though, that if
the queenery
what happens if the bees are all flying? Would that package weigh less?
It's a good question.
I think they tried that on MythBusters once. They you know, if you have a bunch of birds that all were in a truck and they flew, would it weigh any less? It doesn't.
Interesting.
Anyway,
it wouldn't.
So I talked to you guys about the bee thing, and there's just so much. I mean, the more you learn about bees, the more you find out you don't really know much about bees. I mean, it's like a lifetime. There's just so many really cool facts about bees. So
I'm sorry, Brian. I'm still thinking about the, you know, the science behind the whole truck full of birds thing.
Think about when the bird flaps its wings.
It's pressure. It's creating pressure.
It's a reaction.
Yeah.
It has to press down against something to go up.
That's what I was thinking.
The air down.
So the air pressure from all of those birds is the same weight, essentially, of the birds actually just sitting in the truck.
Yeah, in theory. I think that would be how I'd interpret it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's exactly it. The downdraft force is exactly the same as the bird's weight if the bird's going to be, you know, standing in midair.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, I just wanted to air that out. Go ahead with your thoughts.
And it'd be the same thing with the bees, I guess. Anyway, talked to you guys on the show here last week, a couple weeks ago. I got several emails from people who wanted to have, you know, wanted more information. Mark, you were one of them. And so I talked to the people who are running Alt Expo, which is kind of an alternate expo that they put on in conjunction with other things that are happening in the Liberty world. And they're going to have their Alt Expo at Pork Fest this year here in a couple of weeks, or I guess a weekend after this.
Yeah, the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here in 1 week's time, actually, the next Thursday, the 25th through the 28th. That is going to be where a lot of hundreds of liberty-minded people will be gathering here in New Hampshire to socialize and network and have a good time with one another. And there are all kinds of official things that are going on. And what I mentioned earlier on the, not tonight's program, but earlier on an earlier show, that there are always spontaneous things that are happening within the movement. So you never really know exactly everything that's going on just by looking at the official itinerary. There are always many other things. And the Alt Expo is one of the best examples of something that spontaneously came out of the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past, and the Liberty Forum, which is another one of the Free State Project events that happens during the year. Basically, the organizers of the Alt Expo said, well, we don't think there's enough that's being covered here. We think that there need to be discussions and panel discussions or whatever, presentations on a variety of topics that just aren't being covered on the official menu of options. And so they just went ahead, instead of begging the organizers of the Pork Fest or the Liberty Forum to allow them to have the space officially to do these things, they just went ahead and did their own thing. They went ahead and organized on their own what it was that they wanted to do. And it, in the Liberty Forum, for instance, the event earlier in the year, it happens at the same hotel. It's in a couple of the hotel rooms. At the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they'll have a fairly large tent, and you know, usually they have their own projectors set up, and they've got a nice little setup. They sell coffee, and they
it seemed like a big hit last year. In fact, probably the next biggest thing to the front tent was probably Alt Expo.
The Alt Expo I enjoy going to. They almost always have several things that I want to see.
So great example. So are you hooking up with the Alt Expo to do a beekeeping presentation?
Yes. Yeah. It'll be just got a time. It'll be Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And I'll have a whole bunch of stuff there. I'll have my bee suit and some examples of the hives. And I won't bring any bees, but I'll bring some honey and all kinds of good stuff. So if people are going to be at Pork Fest, then come on over Saturday at 10, and we'll talk bees.
Very good. All right, Brian. Anything else you want to share tonight?
There was one thing. I was actually listening to a really old podcast back in February. You guys were talking about the value of school, of whether to go to college or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just one thing that I wanted to add to that. You know, it's whether can you get a job with a college degree and the amount of money it costs for the college degree, you have to pay that off. And it's really not worth it if you look at the numbers. But what I've found, and if you want to get ahead, if you want to set yourself apart from the other people in the job market, just write a book.
Wow,
if you could walk into a job interview saying, hey, this is my book, and they can look it up on Amazon.com and see if you're an author, even if you only sell, you know, a couple hundred copies, that will set you apart from anybody else who's doing that job. I really haven't made a lot of money from my books, not nearly as much as I've made from just being able to say, you know, to increase my billing rate or, you know, get gigs right away instead of, you know, having to compete with other people.
Right, because then you're author, Brian Trappist.
Yeah. It sounds like an amazing thing. Brian, I'd like to set the record straight. People that get college degrees make more in a lifetime and generally well in excess of the amount that they spent on the degree, but it's still a chicken and the egg situation. Are the people that make more, do they go to college generally, or, you know, did they make more because they went to college? I'd say that it was likely the former, not the latter.
Yeah, right. People who are motivated enough to take some time out of their life, to go to college are not, just your average, you know, schmoes are going to sit around, you know, fixing their car all day.
Yeah, I think
it's a causation. Correlation is not causation or whatever.
I think a lot of employers, too, are not so much valuing the degree so much as it's just something to prove the employee that they were able to take something on and carry it through to completion, that takes that much of a commitment. And college really is, I mean, there's a lot of discouragement when you're going to school. There's plenty of times when a lot of people drop out, and I understand why.
It's a business plan where you pay people to tell you what to do. Of course it's discouraging. It's the kind of it's a business plan that exists nowhere else to make it through such a ludicrous set of circumstances as paying somebody who acts like a pompous jerk and then gives you
workout. They do that with workout classes too, right?
You're right. To beat you.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping you hadn't given up any of my secrets, Brian.
You know, Brian, when you said queenery, I thought of a gay ice cream shop.
Thanks, Brian. Anything else on your mind?
No,
good call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More bee information available at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the Alt Expo. 800-259-9231. Of course, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Pork Fest, and that's Pork Fest with a C, porkfest.com. You can go. You can get registered. Come on out to Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's a bit of a drive. You're going to have to drive probably for a good 2.5 hours.
There's a lot of great
Manchester.
Scenery up there.
Yeah.
It's well worth the ride. You've
been up there once.
Yeah, up that direction?
Yeah, up to the north
several times.
Part of the state.
Most just about any drive from one part of New Hampshire to another is going to be a pleasant drive.
Sure.
I would say just about any.
It's beautiful scenery, and the other thing about it is that the campground's really great. If you've been to the most recent Pork Fest, the last couple,
I can't comment. I've never been there.
That campground, I understand, but this campground is better than the
old
one.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, it's starting next week, Thursday the 25th through the 28th. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. You'll be able to meet with hundreds of liberty-minded people, all enjoying one another's company. Free Talk Live, broadcasting live. Looking forward to seeing you there. Porkfest.com. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Teen Revenge website. Proposal to ban this website? Am I understanding that correctly, Mark?
Yes.
We'll find out a little bit more about that and a little bit of hate email, which we don't get very often. So we'll share some of that with you as well. It's Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
AlaKeys.com is a community for self-learners. At AlaKeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlaKeys at AlaKeys.com. Again, that's AlaKeys.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. So you can, again, join us on the phones, join us via email. We don't really get a chance to read very many emails, but from now and then, we will get an email that I would classify as a hate email, and I do like to share
Hate's a tough word.
Well, and you know what, to be honest, it's not really the most hateful of emails, but since the term...
Our listeners generally don't send the most hateful of emails.
Well, this one does have the line about something sucking, so I figured that's kind of hateful.
That's not hateful, that's critique, and it's vulgar critique.
Suck is kind of a harsh term.
That's not hate.
Let's go to the phone first.
I'm sorry? I won't say it. Never mind.
You're going to make a dirty joke.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, FCC might get mad, so I won't say it.
Let's go to Scott in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott. Scott, Canada, going once. Scott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, I recently had back surgery, and I thought I'd sort of give a little socialist medicine report from how it works, if you're at all interested.
Absolutely.
Well, typically, especially up here, it's at the front end where all the terrible sort of crap is, like the waiting 8 hours in the emergency room when you get to the ER, and people dying in the emergency rooms and waiting months and months to see a doctor. And it seems, after going through this little experience, that that's where most of the problems are, because there's so many people trying to access it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But once you kind of get past that and get into the queue of, okay, now you're on the books and you're scheduled for whatever, you get moved through a lot quicker. I hurt my back in January, and I went to see the doctor, and so I was referred to a neurosurgeon, and that took 2 months to see the neurosurgeon, just for the appointment. And that was after having x-rays and an MRI and a CAT scan. Now, for some reason, I got mine pretty quick. I only had to wait a couple of weeks for each of these tests, but I know my coworker had to wait 6 months to get an MRI done on her brain.
Are you suggesting that the government is arbitrary?
It sure seems like it.
That sounds like a crapshoot. I mean, you did say you had to wait 2 months to consult with the neurosurgeon. Is that
right?
And then you ordered tests?
That's quick. Here, that's quick.
Okay.
I know people that are waiting waiting 6 months just to follow up, to see the specialist. And like I said, yeah, for some reason, I was able to get through quicker, and then I had my surgery about 3 weeks ago. So from the point of seeing the neurosurgeon to surgery was a month. And again, that was quick. I found that it was quite unusual, my case, after talking to a lot of other people about their experiences. It's typically what you hear about Canada and socialist mess and loss of waiting and waiting and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty arbitrary. I don't know why, for some reason, I was able to get through quicker.
Maybe there weren't very many people that were looking for neurosurgery in that particular time frame.
Well, I think that was part of it, that my particular thing that was being done, I guess, wasn't as much of a demand for that.
Well, because the government, I'm sure the people that get into that business, many of them, even though it's socialized and the government ruins everything it touches, I'm sure a lot of them still try to do the best job they can, given the circumstances. I don't imagine the motivations in Canada are really that much different from the motivations in America, and that is most of the people I've ever met, at least, that got into healthcare didn't get in because eventually they'd be able to play golf all day. They got in because they want to help people feel better, and I'm sure that that's a factor. And in a government system, one thing we know for sure is they just don't respond to market signals at all. They have no real incentive to. There are very, very few opportunities for them to really even respond to market signals, because it's usually around election season. If anything's going to change, that's when the option comes in to make something happen differently, basically.
Yeah.
So if they have a certain amount of neurosurgeons and there's a low level of demand for that, then they can probably handle it and do it on a relatively speedy basis compared to what a lot of people experience in Canada. Whereas if all of a sudden the demand goes up, there is no way for the Canadian marketplace, because it's not a real marketplace. It's a government-controlled, completely monopolized system. There's no real way for it to expand out according to what increased demand there might be placed upon it. They just don't have that mechanism.
What's insidious about it is that, you know, you only have to satisfy a majority, and even that is rough, you know. With a government service like that, and just keep it voted in, you know, or keep politicians voted in who want that service. And so most people are healthy.
most of the time. And when they aren't, it's usually a little doctor visit to get a prescription or something like that. And all that is, you know, really straightforward in a government healthcare system. You know, you go, you get a prescription. It's real simple. It's not difficult to ration that versus having to ration some limited service. You know, there's a limited number of doctors and it's not responding to market signals the way you said. Mm-hmm. And so I think most people, the huge vast majority of people who are under socialized healthcare, think it's fine because for the experiences they had, you know, a cold or they had a strep throat or something. You know, most of the things that most of us go to the doctor for maybe once every year or two. And that stuff it seems fine for, so they're having largely good experiences. And then the horror stories come when someone has something unusual, and then they do have to ration care, and then they're on a waiting list. And people have family members who are dead, who very likely could have been saved had they not been waiting 6 months for an operation or something
so
like
many
that.
That's not unusual to hear of, too, dying on a waiting list, waiting for something that could be routine.
What kind of coverage does that get up there in Canada, those incidents? Are they kind of brushed under the rug as far as the media is concerned, or is it out there in front of people?
Well, in my area, in Winnipeg, you don't hear about people dying on a waiting list because it's not unusual, so it's not news release. You'll hear about people dying in the waiting room, and that's happened a couple times the last few years, people dying in the waiting room. But, you know, people dying on the waiting list, you hear about it, but it's not really featured because it's not really that unusual, you know, because you're waiting 6 months or a year for either, and these are just to get procedures or tests done sometimes.
Oh, and don't forget the other factor is they will take a look at you and your circumstances. So if you're old, then you have there's a lesser chance that they are going to take care of you as quickly as they might somebody who's younger.
Yeah, like I'm a younger guy, so maybe that's why I got through quick. I don't know. But part of the problem is that a lot of people don't see an alternative or they don't know the option. Like in Canada, when we think private health care, they think the U.S., right? And that's not private health care anyway.
Maybe by comparison.
It's not anything I would advocate like the current U.S. system anyways, right?
Yeah, but the U.S. system's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And
it's like what happens if you take the worst of a socialist system and the worst of a free market system and combine them all together.
Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight and the story. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad it went okay for you. 1-800-259-9231. Now, what would be interesting would be to compare Scott's experience with what would have happened if he had lived in the United States. Now, he did say he had to wait 2 months in order to consult with the neurosurgeon. There were then tests ordered at that point. It took just a series of weeks to get the tests done, and it sounded like he got the operation wrapped up within a month. So, relatively positive story for Canada. But what happens when you compare that same situation to the United States? How long would it take, on average?
It would take nearly as long.
Just to see the neurosurgeon, you'd think they'd book you a little faster than 2 months.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231, maybe you've got a little more experience in the medical world and you would like to speculate, or perhaps you are a neurosurgeon and you can actually give us your life's experience in that area. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with
you. And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives, the bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away. BBS has over 450,000 posts. And, in fact, that is the subject of the email, the hate email that I have to share here in a moment, so we'll get back into that.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide your valuables around your home. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. All the modifications are under $50 if there are modifications. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you out. It's StashYourSwag.com. It's an ebook, and it costs under $7. StashYourSwag.com. S-W-A-G.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Peter writes, the FTL message boards really suck, and he made suck in all caps. They are just...
Is he talking about the BBS?
Yes, the Free Talk Live BBS, which you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. They are just a cesspool of juvenile humor and arguments. You need to get your moderators to police them more, at least get people to be nicer to each other, because, yeah, you can do that just by cracking down on a forum is get people to be nicer.
Wait a second. What is the disclaimer that when one...
It's a virtually unmoderated BBS, so there is some moderation, but very, very little.
Basically, the moderation includes getting rid of the
violent threats.
Spam posts.
Spam bots.
Spam, yeah, like
automatic things on the internet that just post crap. If somebody makes a violent threat towards someone, I don't believe we allow racism.
Depends.
Oh, yeah, there's the rubber room for trolls where you're
there is a troll room where pretty much anything goes.
We take a virtually unmoderated forum, and then...
I really wish people would... I think I have a spectacular idea for all kinds of forums, which is a very allowing people to do what they want to do, but just gives information, and that's the troll meter instead of a karma meter. I like the idea of the troll meter.
But what we found is that they love to slap each other with troll points on the website.
Karma.
Right.
But you can do that over and over and over again, and someone can game it really easily. Yeah, the troll meter would give each person one vote per person.
I like that
And
idea.
Their meter would adjust based on, you can always change your vote, but you could vote whether they're a troll or not.
So you give your one vote towards one.
And all that is information. It's not like a, you know, I know I'm big on picking on people who vote, you know, but this is not, you know, all it is saying, you know, these people think this many people, of all the people who have voted, like 30% of them think this person's a troll. And then you just have information and you decide whether to
ignore them. Troll for somebody who's not message board oriented.
That's a good question. And that's an ongoing debate, isn't it?
What is a troll?
Well, there's I think that a troll, I would define as someone who's just wants attention.
Looking for a reaction.
Good, bad, just trying to get a reaction. They might disagree with the general content of the message board, and they just want to get over there and you know,
and just stir it up.
A troll is someone who posts controversial, inflammatory, irrelevant, or off-topic messages in an online community such as online discussion boards with the primary intent of provoking other users into an emotional response or generally disrupt normal on-topic discussion.
Now, some trolls are better than others. I mean,
tactics, too.
Right. Well, the ones that are better and more effective are the better trolls because they can come in and they can stir it up, whereas if somebody just came into the Free Talk Live for BBS and said socialism sucks, I mean, that would be obvious trolling, and it maybe or maybe would not get some attention from the users there.
They strike me as really bored, attention-starved people who have lots and lots of free time on
their hands. Forum is full of those people, and, you know, that's okay.
The amazing thing is how many wealthy, you know, people that are doing quite well
will
want to hang out on the forum and then play with the trolls or be trolls themselves. I it's beyond me. I don't disagree with anything the email has said so far.
No, I don't disagree with them either. I hardly ever go there.
I like to go. I go there every day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I used to go a lot. I have to admit, I haven't been in a while. I might like it now if I went back. I don't know. It's just been a long time since I've actually glanced at it.
He only has a few more things to say. He says, it seems all people do on there is argue topics. Hello, have you ever been to a forum?
A forum. Yeah. It's like a forum about liberty. Libertarians are called debatitarians for a reason.
But any forum on the internet, I've never, maybe it's just the ones that I've gone to.
No,
but
you're
I've,
right.
I've never been to a forum where there aren't...
Especially a libertarian one, though.
Yeah, incessant arguments going on all of the time. And, of course, the reason is because everybody's hiding out behind their computer screens. A number of the people that are on the Free Talk Live BBS I've met in person, and they're very congenial, very nice folks who... in real life have a completely different persona than they do on the internet. And it's just the way forums are. I really think some people take them too seriously. And it can be easy to do that when you get into the forum world and things become, you know, this is where you're spending your time. And so it seems as though things that happen here are very important when it's just some internet forum off in the corner of the internet somewhere. I mean, it doesn't have any real significant effect. But he does.
The internet has corners?
I guess you could say it does, yeah, because if the site ends somewhere, you're in a little nook there, right? Anyway, some of the worst offenders, he says, are amplifiers. If somebody doesn't agree, they'll immediately insult the person. If the boards are representative of the message you promote on the show, I don't want any part of it.
Well,
that's a cheap shot.
There's the answer to the problem. When you put the little disclaimer out, everybody has to read the disclaimer.
Only if they join the forum.
As you join the forum?
Yeah.
Well, perhaps you should have a pass-through for guests, because I just looked. The forum has about 1,600
users
that are registered. and
probably only a fraction are actually active or
right.
or even post.
But there were 33,000 visits last month.
Yeah.
So therefore,
lots of people reading that.
Lots of people reading that aren't members.
But there's a general post on the announcements right at the top that if they're reading
but
the forum,
if they read the announcements, maybe there should be a pass through for
guests.
Nobody
reads that stuff anyway.
And
you know, nobody reads the. It's lengthy. They're not going to read that. Even though it's one page. It's one page, but nobody wants to read that. They want to read the forum posts. And besides, if we do that, Mark, then the forum can't be categorized on the internet by Google. If you put everything behind some sort of pass-through like you're talking about, then Google won't find the excellent breast thread.
Okay.
And the excellent breast thread is the number one entry point for the Free Talk Live.
That's what's happening. People are finding it through search engines and things like that and just going to it and checking it out. And
yeah, I guess my answer to that is tough cookies then. The fact is, you know, the BBS is not in any way representative of Free Talk Live or anything. How could it be? How could a BBS be representative of a radio show?
The show is an open format talk show. It's a panel discussion that generally themes on liberty, but can go anywhere. And the boards are a piece of the private property of this show. And I mean, to that extent, it's inevitably connected to us. But because it's private property, we just have our private property and the rules there configured in a certain way. So the only thing that the BBS is a commentary on is what happens when the people that are likely to listen to this program and use a forum go on to a forum that has virtually no moderation. It's no commentary on what would happen in real life should those same people get together. In no way. I mean, to say something like that tells me that Peter has no real internet forum experience.
It's a commentary on somebody who takes forums far too seriously, is what I would say.
Now, one could say we've taken the forum far too seriously by spending an entire segment talking about it, but it
almost
was hate
sounds
mail.
Like a joke. It almost sounds a little bit like a joke. People, like, guys, you know, is he serious?
People have to go to this forum and feel the same way this guy does. And it's one of the things that scares me about the forum. I try not to spend much time thinking about it, but the fact is our forum is full of trolls. It's our service to the internet. We provide a place for the trolls to play. They like
play
playing
with each other.
Maybe they'll stay there and stay off the other forums, and we can all enjoy the other forums.
Yeah.
No, that's why I left, ultimately. There were so many trolls. I don't have patience for the no-life people that are just there all the time.
I'd rather spend my time on the more productive places like the Free Keen Forum.
Right.
Places.
Well, that's productive.
Well, there's some activism, I think, that is planned and it goes on there. But anyway, he says, I know you guys aren't into restricting freedom, but the boards need help. It's more like junior high in there. If people spoke to each other face-to-face the way they do on the boards, there would be fistfights all the time. There's
but
no real discussion of issues, just ego-driven arguments.
Right.
Hey, it ain't for everybody. And I hardly spent any time there. 800-259-9231. But 30-something thousand people a month are going to it, so somebody likes it. I think the BBS is about to surpass the popularity of the main freetalklive.com site.
Not for much longer.
May change because we're redesigning the website. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's Sickle CAI toll free line. It's 800-259-9231. And if you want to support the show, one easy way to do it is to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy in life, they probably sell it. They've got dozens of categories and even used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, it's the way to shop. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link. Free Talk Live gets a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls about what you want. And then we'll talk about grudges. Mike is in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike, Georgia. Going once.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. This is Mac, actually, not Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mac.
Got no steam ticket.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they caught me doing 57 and 45 about a month ago.
Okay.
I was coming off the interstate, but that's not what I called for. That part was not what I called for. I just told the officer, you got me dead to rights and everything. But I went to court, and even though I work in law enforcement, I mean, when I go to court, it never ceases to amaze me what they do in there. This one judge, he was asking all these personal questions to most of the defendants, and it came around to, do you go to church? You know, they say yes or no, whatever. And the judge actually offered to lower their fine if they went to church. How many times they wanted. I mean, the guy went to this big spiel about, well, I can't make you because of the New York Constitution, but if you go to church about 15 times and bring the programs, I'll reduce the fine.
If you go to church how many times, he'll 15. Do what?
It depended on the offense. He told one person 6 times, told another person 10 times, told another person like 20 times.
And what would he do if that happened?
Reduce the fine.
Reduce it, I see.
So he's essentially sentencing people to church.
Yeah.
It's voluntary.
Well, I get up there. I get up there, and I told him flat out, I was like, look, I work in law enforcement. I don't want to be on probation because it affects my job, but I drive taxi cabs, you know, in between my calls and everything. The guy completely lost it.
That's what judges
no
do
church.
Best. Man,
no
anybody
church.
That doesn't kiss the ring of most judges will be really under attack, under fire, and if not, end up in a jail cell after all is said and done.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
The police department that got pulled over for, they have a reputation of, you know, they'll throw you in jail for anything. So, you know, I'm like, look, you got me dead to rights. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention how fast I was going. Don't throw me in jail.
So wow. you paid up and that was that, huh? You didn't
I
want to go to church?
I went to. He didn't even offer it to me, but.
Oh, I see. At that point.
But the guy put on probation and I got the paperwork. I'm actually paying the probation company more than I'm actually paying the court.
You're on probation because you were speeding?
Yes.
Is that like regular probation?
Speeding or driving
probation?
Traffic probation. It was either I had 2 days to pay the ticket, it was like $200 and some odd, or I go on probation for 6 months.
What does it mean to be on probation from a driving perspective?
They had me classified as minimal supervision, so pretty much.
That is probation. So you have to meet up with probation officers and that sort of thing?
Yeah, they have different tiers. They have a range from you just report and pay where I'm at to where they actually come and visit you.
So wait, why were you given probation as opposed to just paying the speeding ticket? Was it because there was too many speeding tickets or what?
I didn't have the money at the moment.
So you didn't have the money, so then they put you in the system. But don't you have to pay for probation? I knew that was that way down in Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I actually have to pay more to the probation department than I'm actually paying on the ticket.
So it's over a certain period of time. So it's over 6 months. So instead of payments,
it's terms.
So instead of just, well, I know around here you can just get payments. They'll just accept payments. They won't put you into the probation system because of it. Welcome to the South, huh, Mac?
this is how it broke down. I'm actually paying about, with all said and done, around $600.
What would it have been, the speeding ticket?
$500, I'm saying.
The speeding ticket
was about $500.
It was how much? $500?
I'm saying. The speeding ticket was $220 some odd. The probation cost is almost $300.
Wow, that's amazing. All because you couldn't afford to pay the ticket all at once. Mac, thanks for the story tonight.
One more question.
Okay, quick.
The guy from Savannah who has the podcast, what's the site again?
LCL Report, Mark.
LCLReport.com.
LCL report. Okay. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Thank you, Mac. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
LCL report. That's my best student.
Oh, excellent. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Yeah, he does what I do. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the charity activity in Grafton, New Hampshire. I've moved to Grafton recently. I don't know. Have you guys talked about this at all?
I'm not aware. What's going on?
Okay, cool. What happened was one of the free staters who moved to Grafton some time ago said, you know what? There's this town rec field that part of it's in disrepair. Why don't we just adopt it and fix it? And
now, did they pull a permit to do that? Did they ask the town council? They did.
They went before the Board of Selectmen and then informed them what they wanted to do.
Really? That surprises me.
They should have gone to the Board of Selectmen or not, but the Board of Selectmen loved the idea.
Yeah.
And didn't put any obstacles in the way, and they just started. I don't know if it was the Board of Selectmen. It may have been the rec committee.
That surprises me. I always thought the Grafton guys were a bunch of radicals. I guess there's some politicos out there, too, huh?
Well, you know how it is. In every town, there's all different kinds. Just, you know, even in Keene, there's, I assume, some politicos. But in Grafton, it's a mix, the normal mix. And we do have the highest percentage of free staters of any town in America now.
I believe
a little over 2% of the population is free staters.
That's going to have some effect on local politics.
All right, so
yeah.
So they've adopted
they started on last Saturday. They cleared out all the brush and stuff. It's sort of like a little four-man force arena. One guy brought his goats, and they ate some of the grass.
Well, I have to say that one of the things that you can definitely say for sure about the Free Staters and about liberty activists in New Hampshire is that they are doers, and they will get out there, and they will get into community groups, and they will start taking action on a voluntary basis, volunteering, actually, for groups like, I know that, Dale, you're working at the Community Kitchen here in town, which is another local charity, and so it's great to hear stuff like that, because it's events like that, it's activism like that. I don't know if you can even call it activism. I guess it's kind of qualifies as outreach to some extent.
I'm not the only one doing that either. So
yeah, exactly. There's a handful of people that are doing that. I guess it qualifies as activism to some extent. It's important because it builds a positive image with the people in the community, because then, and if somebody goes out and does something really radical, they'll look at you and they'll say, well, you're not radical. You seem like a reasonable guy.
Yeah, that's what I say. If I'm being stuffed in the back of a police car and my neighbors know me, then it's Dale. Like, Dale's getting stuff in the back of a police car. It's not some strange, guy from who moved here from another state, And I think it's also just good to get to know your neighbors, because you're going to be living with them a long time.
That's true.
I intend to, anyway. I feel like I'm setting down roots here.
Absolutely. So, this is my home.
This is my home now.
Dave, other thoughts for us tonight? What's going on with the Ridley Report these days? How are things going for you?
Well, that was actually the last story I did, was the Grafton litter cleanup. Wasn't litter cleanup, but it was, brush cleanup to be prefaces painting. But in answer to your question about the Ridley Report itself, I'm pretty low on advertisers right now. I think that the recession has finally caught up with me.
Time to lower the rates, Dave.
Well, I did.
He did lower them, I think.
Really?
Yeah, they're down by about 30%.
Wow. Yeah, that's the business, man. A lot of the radio business cutting back 20%, that sort of thing. It's tough out there. But glad you're still doing it regardless, Dave, because a lot of people, I think, value the Ridley Report. I don't know how many contributions you get directly from your listeners, but maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to set up a Ridley amp or something like that. Come up with a similar kind of concept for you.
Well, my webmaster may be doing something like that, but I always lose track of what he's doing. I'm a little bit of an over-delegator.
Gotcha. Well, keep up the good work. RidleyReport.com is the website, and thank you, Dave. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231 for a great window into the world of what's happening on the ground here in New Hampshire. Dave Ridley has got it down.
I was just talking to a guy in Texas, potential advertiser. He's like, oh, yeah, I keep track of you guys up in New Hampshire through the Ridley Report.
How about that? Wait. Now, how did you find this guy? I mean,
the answer to that is a listener, turned me on to the company.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to their marketing guy at the company. The marketing guy at the company referred me to another guy who, for something that I had requested as far as information goes. And that's the guy that was, it's just some guy in the
happenstance,
company.
Huh? Yeah. That's amazing. So there you go, Dave. Lots of people everywhere watching your reports.
Those sorts of people, the product is something that would be sort of liberty oriented, but still.
Great.
Just find somebody who's watching what's going on here in Texas. It's amazing.
I wonder how many eyeballs are on what's happening here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Grudges, are they even worth holding? Dale's got some comments in. Your thoughts about anything? Hour 2 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.